Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad to be here one more day. This is Tuesday, February 19, 2013, and God is here with us, and we are in his place right now. So before we get started, going to find out the names of those who have joined us, if you would give your names at this time.
Good morning, Pastor Douglas, Dolly.
All right, Apostle Horsley, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Is anyone else out there who has not given your name this morning? Okay, well, we're going to get started today. I'm going to lead the prayer. Apostle Horsley, if you will pray after me, that will be so wonderful, and then we will go from there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just so glad that this is a good time to be in place to pray, Lord, to seek your face, oh God, to just give you honor, Lord. First of all, we say thank you for being our God. We thank you for being the best thing that ever happened to us. We're grateful, God, because there is no one like you, Lord. You're the great and wise God, the God of the universe, the all-coming King, the one who spoke into existence the stars, the moon, the sun, and the earth, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you stooped down and formed man and blew into man the breath of life. And so we thank you for the breath of life this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth. This morning, God, we give you praise, Lord, for Jesus and what he has done, Lord. He came to earth, gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. We thank you for the healing today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, oh God. We thank you for healing of relationships, oh God, and all kinds of things, oh God, that need to be healed, oh God. We know that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We thank you, Lord, today that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he is making intercession for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you have even called us friend. And we know that you are a friend who's closer than a brother. Lord, we praise you today, oh God, because Jesus was so wise. He sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the spirit of the Lord continue to fall fresh upon us, oh God. We know, Father, today that Holy Ghost will convict us of sin. It gives us peace. It gives us joy. It gives us contentment. It reminds us of who we are. So, Lord, we realize that the anointing is destroying yokes and bondages today, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, I ask you to forgive me of any wrongdoing. If I had any thoughts in my mind that were not clean, that were not clear, Lord, I ask you to create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray, God, today for everyone who comes to this line, those who may want to come, may not make it today, those who have been here in the past, those who will come in the future, all the sisters and brothers around the world, oh God, every sister and brother in Christ, oh God, we pray that you continue to cover us all with the blood of Jesus and let those angels continue to be encamped around the battle, that even if we should dash our foot against the stone, that they would bear us up. This morning, oh God, I thank you for the fact, Lord, that you are changing hearts of people in our families, oh God, people who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, they are coming to Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, today for the testimonies of salvation, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, Lord, we know today that there is more salvation that needs to take place around the world. So we're praying, oh God, even for our missionaries, oh God. We pray for the evangelists who are out there, every disciple, oh God, who is speaking the word of God, to let people know that Jesus is soon to come, Lord. We appreciate that, God, and we pray, Lord, today that you will continue to give the resources, oh God, even the Pastor Dan, oh God, and his wife, Lord, who are doing the work in Angola, Lord, and other missionaries around the world, Lord. We pray, God, today that they will continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we pray today for the lost, oh God. They're multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God, and we pray today that they will make a decision for you, Lord. There are people who are in the spirit of drugs and alcohol, oh God, who are in the depths of despair, Lord. Draw them, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, Lord, even as the deer panted after the water brook. Let their souls be hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. Lord, we pray today, oh God, because we know that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we pray that the Lord of the harvest will continue to bring harvesters, oh God, that will go out into the highways and byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ, oh God. We know, Father, today that we're living in the last of the last days, oh God, in perilous times have come, oh God. Men are lovers of themselves, oh God. There's greed all around, oh God. Children are disobeying their parents, disrespecting the parents, oh God. My Jesus, help us, Lord, in this United States of America, Lord, starting with our president, oh God, and every governmental position, oh God, the congressmen, the government, governors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, mayors, Lord. We pray, Lord, today that each and every one will turn to you, Lord, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God, in the name of Jesus. People sleeping on the streets, oh God, people in the gutters today, oh God, sleeping, oh God, out there in the cold, Lord, because their minds are messed up, oh God. We pray, God, today for a renewing of the minds today, oh God. Let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in those, oh God, who may have derisional minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray today, oh God, for the demon of depression, oh God, shall be removed, oh God, even in the body of Christ, oh God. There are people who are depressed, oh God, down in the depths of despair, Lord, and they need to look to the hills from whence cometh their help, Lord, because we know that the help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth, Lord. Heal today, O God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved. For thou art our praise, O God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray today, O God, that people will begin to sing a new song unto the Lord today, O God, singing in their hearts, O God, the melodies, O God, that you put into their hearts today, O God, for the depression, O God, the downtroddenness, O God, will be destroyed, O God, in the name of Jesus. There is no reason, O God, that people should be in a perpetual spirit of depression, O God, so we come against that, we bind it up and cast it into the abyss where Jesus would send it, and we lose the spirit of joy, we lose the spirit of love, O God, we lose the spirit of peace, O God. Lord, you said in your word, O God, that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ today, oh God. We loose the spirit of salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, somebody's crying out right now who needs some help from you today, oh God. If they would just turn to you, Lord, and stop looking at man, oh God. Stop looking at people, oh God. Stop looking at the circumstance, oh God. We know, Father, today that we can cast our cares on you, oh God, because we know, Father, today that you will do the work, Lord. We know, Father, today that you care for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move into the houses today, oh God. I know, Father, that you're everywhere, oh God, and you can do anything, oh God, but fail. So we thank you, God, today that you are the Lord, a man of war. The Lord is your name, oh God, and the demons that are out there that are trying to control the people's lives, oh God, they're being put to shame, oh God, even as we speak your word, oh God, as we send the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, ministering spirits, we ask you to go forth and minister to the lives of the people today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody has awakened today, oh God, does not want to get up and go to work, oh God, and needs to be there, Lord. We come against that spirit of depression again, oh God. Nakashita. Lord, they feel like the darkness is all around, oh God. The darkness is closing in, oh God. Oh God, we pray that the light of Jesus Christ, oh God, will open up their eyes, oh God, to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of discouragement, we bind you up right now. In the name of Jesus, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, O God. So we pray, Lord, today for the joy of the Lord to be made known across the land, O God. In the name of Jesus, Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the joy this morning, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the peace this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even in these marriages, O God, there's some people out there who are fighting each other right now, O God, waking up early in the morning, O God, can't even get the day started without fussing at each other, O God. I come against that spirit today, O God, the spirit, a demon of confusion. We bind you up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Satan, you are a liar. You are the father of lies, and you are a defeated foe. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lose the spirit of peace in these families, O God. O God, I pray today, O God, that these husbands and wives will forget the past, O God, and ask you, Lord, to come into their hearts, O God, so that they can see change, O God, so that they can once again love each other, O God, and truly care about each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, these children are being affected negatively, O God, because of the hatred that's in the wives and the husbands, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, restore the peace, O God. Restore the contentment, O God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray for peace this morning, peace that surpasses all understanding, O God. Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace, Lord. So we pray, God, today that the healing shall take place in these families, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against that demon of divorce, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, today for reconciliation, O God, that they will come together, O God, that there will be some peace there, O God, there will be some joy, O God, that they will move on in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise your holy and your righteous name, O God. Lord, we know that you're doing a great work even now, Lord, as we speak, O God, as we are in agreement, O God. We know that there's power in agreement, O God, where two or three are gathered in your name, O God. We know that you're in the midst, so we thank you that you're in the midst of these prayers today, O God. And we know that the joy is coming once again, O God. We appreciate you, God. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. This is the day that you have made, Lord, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the laying down last night, the early rising this morning. Father, we thank you for the rest that we received last night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, it's not too often, oh, Lord God, but it was well appreciated, oh, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We come, oh, Lord God, to the prayer deliverance circle, deliverance ministry, the circle for a prayer line, oh, Lord God. Thanking you, oh, Lord God. God, thanking you for those that are having a problem to get through this morning, oh, Lord God, whatever the case may be, oh, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. For God spoke once, twice, when I heard this, that power belongs on to God. God, we thank you for blessing the wife, oh, Lord God, of 30 years, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, that she's up and about and off to work today, oh, Lord God, and we give you praise for it, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh, Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, and you're sustaining and undergirding us, oh, Lord God. God, we thank you for the narrator of the line, oh, Lord God, Pastor Darlene, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for her strength, oh, Lord God, that you keep her steadfast in strength, oh, Lord God, and unmovable, oh, Lord God, and her decision, oh, Lord God, to worship you and to praise you. Lord God, we thank you, oh, Lord God, and we are rejoicing, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord, we're standing on the scripture, Lord God, Mark 11:23, oh, Lord God, whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray, Lord, and we shall have it, Lord God. God, we pray for Mother, the Lord Kennedy, Lord God, you have sustained her, Lord God. We pray for Vanda's friend, Lord God. You work miracles so great in her life, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we believe in you, oh, Lord God, to continue to work miracles, oh, Lord God, and Brother Larry's life, oh, Lord God, and her daughter Lisa's life, oh, Lord God, my daughter Lisa, Lord God, and all the unsaved, oh, Lord God, people that are in our lives, oh, Lord God, that are having hard times, oh, Lord God, receiving your mercy and your grace, oh, Lord God. They're having a hard time, oh, Lord God, taking your salvation, oh, Lord God, taking, oh, Lord God, that that precious blood, oh Lord God, that you had shed on Calvary, Lord God, by our remission of sin, oh Lord God. They are refusing, oh Lord God, you, oh Lord God. God, but we pray today, oh Lord God, that you would send ministers and missionaries their way, oh Lord God, and break up, oh Lord God, the fallow grounds, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would break up that stony heart, oh Lord God, and that spirit of rebellion, oh Lord God. Lord God, let us be as Paul, oh Lord God, let us be counted for fools as Christ's sake, oh Lord God. There are some, oh Lord God, that don't believe, oh Lord God. There are some that have called us crazy, oh Lord God, but Lord God, we believe you, O Lord God. We're standing on your word, O Lord God. We're standing on your promise, O Lord God, that the sanctified man and the sanctified woman, O Lord God, that they would sanctify the household, O Lord God. So, God, we praise you today, God, and we worship you, O Lord God, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you bless the President of this United States, Barack Obama, Lord God, the staff and the faculty, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless all those politicians up here on the hill, oh Lord God, that they would make a decision for Christ, Lord God, and begin to receive you, Lord God, so that the nation can move in the direction, oh Lord God, that you would have it in, oh Lord God. Lord God, not by their power, Lord God, but you're able, oh Lord God, to help them, oh Lord God. God, we come to worship you and to praise you, Lord God, and to thank you, oh Lord God, for sustaining us, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the doors that you have opened up, O Lord God, in the Pastor Darling's life, O Lord God, and how you have gave favor, Lord God, and way of ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, realizing this morning, God, that there's no one greater, God, no one greater than you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we came together, oh, Lord God, because we believe, oh, Lord God, as we come together, oh, Lord God, and we desire, Lord God, and as prayer requests come, oh, Lord God, that you're answering them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You have given us a place here in the circle of friends, oh Lord God. You have established, oh Lord God, your word, your covenant, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, and blessing here, Lord God, that you would bless, multiply, that you would bless, that you would multiply, God. God, we thank you for healing and deliverance, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for the manner that you give us, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for you have established us here, oh Lord God, and this is the day that you have made, oh Lord God. Oh God, oh opposition may rise up, oh Lord God. Lord God, we realize that all things are in your hand, oh Lord God, and you have blessed, and you have delivered, and you have set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you, Lord, and we worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We worship and we adore your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we ask that you bless our children, oh, Lord God, as they go to school. We ask that you bless our children, oh, Lord God, as they go to school this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that there be no mishap, God, no drive-by shooting, oh, Lord God, no incident, no accident, oh Lord God, no murder, no confusion, oh Lord God. None of the children will be snatched up as they return to the schoolhouse, oh Lord God. And no one gone in the movie theaters, oh Lord God, in the mall, oh Lord God. That you will bind kind of your shun, no corner your seer, God. That you will bind that murdering spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would deal, Lord, with the drug dealers that are on the corner, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would deal with the drug cartels, oh Lord God, and the drug families, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would break and that you would curse that curse, oh Lord God, at the root, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would bless the minds of young men and young women, oh Lord God, that are going to put their hand to the drug plow, oh Lord God, that they be rebuked, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the hatred, oh Lord God, the spirit of incest, God, let it be broke this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, let them be healed, O Lord God, by those stripes that was shed, that you have received, O Lord God. Let them be weighed well, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are suffering, O Lord God, from mental illnesses, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, God, by your spirit, God, and that you're moving, God, by your power, Lord God. Help them to realize, oh, Lord God, that they have been eluded, oh, Lord God, and mind strongly deluded, O Lord God, that let them realize, O Lord God, that you are the Almighty God, O Lord God, and that you are our Father, Lord God. Lord God, trust me, O Lord God, for new vehicles, O Lord God, new transportation, O Lord God, finances for the ministry, God. God, we want to thank you for blessing Pastor Shalake, Lord God, with the paperwork, O Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for blessing for finances, O Lord God, on the upcoming meeting in Daytona and in Ohio, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we want to thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, God, and for moving by your power, God. And you're working all kinds of miracles out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing with jobs, O Lord God, and the jobs that you have blessed with already, O Lord God. And you have blessed my daughter with a beautiful job, God. Keep her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen us, O Lord God, that we may hear you, O Lord God. Strengthen us, O Lord God, to do your will, O Lord God. It's not by might, and it's not by power, Lord God, but it's by your spirit, God. Lord God, we pray that you continuously bless us, Pastor Yolanda, Lord God, and all the women that come to the line to minister, and all the men of valor, Lord God, that come, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, bless us. Minister Todd, O Lord God, Preacher Boy Darrell, O Lord God, just to mention a few, Lord God, and the new ones that are coming in lately, O Lord God, that you're blessing and that you're strengthening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep by thy spirit, God, and by power, Lord God. God, I pray for Sister Lucina, Lord God, and Elder Davis, God, that you would bless them, O Lord God, and their finances, O Lord God, and with the transportation that they need, O Lord God, and decisions what to do, O Lord God, that you would bless those that own real estate, God, in the name of Jesus, God, those that need to sell houses, O Lord God, those that need to buy houses, God, God, you are the God of all grace, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would bless, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would look on, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, this job, O Lord God, the staff, the faculty here, Lord God, Lord God, that you would bless my God, O Lord God, give me traveling mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we just come to worship you, O Lord God, Lord God, we come to worship you because of who you are, Lord God, for your sovereignty, O Lord God, for your holiness, O Lord God, for your greatness, O Lord God, for you moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings, O Lord God, you have placed us in heavenly places, God, Lord God, we ask that you bless Minister Ben, O Lord God, and his wife, missionary wife, Jamila, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. The young Prince Abraham, O Lord God, the young Prince Benjamin, O Lord God, the princess, O Lord God, the granddaughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, celestial joy, God, that you will continue to bless, O Lord God, not only the pastor's children and the grandchildren, O Lord God, but everyone that comes to the line, O Lord God, as far off as you should call, God, we just come to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God, because you're well deserving of them, Lord God. There's no one greater, God, no one greater than you, Lord God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, O Lord God, the love of my life, O Lord God. So we worship you, Lord God, and we praise you, O Lord God. For this is what we long to do, O Lord God, to be with you, O Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, just to adore you, O Lord God, in the beauty of your holiness, O Lord God. By the grace of your Holy Ghost, O Lord God, which you have sent on us, O Lord God, when you have left captivity captive, O Lord God, and we pray to you, O Lord God, out of the sincerity of our heart, O Lord God, if we have sinned dedicated our son to the glorious heart against you, O Lord God, if we have caused anyone to head to stumble along the way, God, we give you the praise, the honor, the glory, where we to. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. Amen and amen again. We thank you as well, Pastor Dolly, for the time of your life. Hallelujah. It's very generous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen again.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for the prayer. We certainly need prayer every day. We need to keep the prayers going. The Lord said in his word to pray without ceasing. Well, even during our day, we need to do some prayers to the Father. You know, there are many times I'm at work, and there are some situations that I may not quite know what to do about, and I ask the Lord to help me. I say a prayer and ask God to help me, and I see him helping me on my job. So God is faithful. Right now, we're just going to take a moment to find out who has joined us. If you have not given your name, if you would just give your name, no salutations as we go, so we can get through this, and that would be wonderful.
This is Chris.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
This is Chris, Sister Darlene.
Okay, well, good to hear your voice today, Sister Chris. Praise the Lord.
Morning, Brother Todd.
Okay. Minister Todd, good to hear your voice today.
Brother Sean.
Brother Sean, good to hear your voice today.
Good morning. Brenda M.
Brenda M., good to hear your voice today.
Yes. Yes, good to hear y'all.
Good to hear this morning.
Preacher Boy Darryl, good to hear you today. I'm sorry, I didn't get that name.
Good morning, Yolanda. I love you all. I'm listening.
Okay. Pastor Yolanda, good to hear you today. Anyone else? The names I have are Apostle Horsley. We have Minister Sean, Minister Janice, Minister Chris, Minister Todd, Minister Sean, again, oh, I got his name twice, Pastor Yolanda, Evangelist Brenda, and Preacher Boy Darryl. Okay. Is there anybody who is on the line who has not given your name? You may do so at this time.
Good morning, Janice.
All right. Good to hear your voice. Minister Janice, praise God.
Amen.
All right. Okay, well, we thank God for everyone who's joined us. We're going to ask everyone to mute your line as I share some things this morning. First of all, I want to thank God for the prayers concerning our family coming to Jesus Christ. My brother-in-law, Larry, has received Jesus into his life, and we appreciate that. God answered that prayer. We know he's been very sick, and you know, sometimes people need to realize that death is close and we cannot play around with God. So I thank God for just giving him the unction to come to him. Also want to remind everyone we are preparing to go to Fairborn, Ohio in August. This will be our crusade for Jesus Christ. It's Deliverance to the Captives Crusade. So we just hope that everyone can join us there in Fairborn, Ohio. Thank God for Pastor Henry and his lovely bride, Pat, offering to host us there for that crusade. And we know that God is blessing them, and we pray that God will continue to bless them as they do their ministry there. Remember tomorrow to bring scriptures. We will be doing scriptures on favor, on blessings, on increase. Many of us in the body of Christ need to have more than what we have as far as finances and as far as favor. I know that God owns the earth. He owns everything in this earth realm. And there is no reason why we should be in the poorhouse. We should be blessed abundantly, and we need to look at ourselves. Many times we need to see what we are doing, the decisions that we are making. Sometimes those decisions are what causes us to be in a situation where we don't have enough of money. So God wants us to have more than enough. He wants us to be blessed with the windows of heaven opened up, pouring out blessings upon us that we do not have room enough to receive. And we know that the Lord God Almighty, as we bring our tithes into the storehouse, that he will rebuke the devourer for our sake, and the fruit will not come off the vine before its time. And it's better to give than to receive anyway, so we continue to pray and ask God to help us with the favor in our lives. So this morning as I was praying, the Spirit of the Lord was just showing me in that there are some issues with marriages. And so this morning I'm going to share some information from the Word of God concerning marriages. I don't know who, and it's nobody in particular, but just marriages. Generally speaking, there are so many marriages that are on the rocks, that are messed up because of the inability of people to forgive each other. That is part of the problem. And then there are those who just don't want to listen. There are those who want to be, you know, God said that man is the head of the house, but that doesn't mean that the man is the one who is directing everything, because a man or a woman, neither person knows everything. When you come together, you're supposed to bring what you have to the table and share with each other. That is the way of God. So here I want to read over in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church." I'm going to pause right there because there are so many husbands who are in the marriages who feel like they are the ones that have to be put on a pedestal. Yes, I would say, yeah, put your husband on a pedestal, but he needs to give the same respect to the wife. You should put your wife on a pedestal, too, as it relates to your relationship with her. Love your wife, because if you don't love your wife, that means you don't really love yourself, because two become one. If you know the word of God, two become one. So when you get married, you're not by yourself anymore. You have a connection. And then if you think about how God designed men and women, the woman is the receiver. And so the woman is supposed to receive more than what more than what the man should be receiving in a marriage. Actually, it should be balanced, I mean, to be real. But the man should be giving of himself so that the wife can have what she needs. He needs to deny himself in order to bring harmony into the marriage. And the wife should really respect her husband. The next verse says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. That is the word of God, to love your wife as your own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. This is the word of God. The man should love his wife as himself. I'm asking those who have not muted your line, please do star 6, or you can just hit the mute button. Because we get information that sometimes people can't hear because somebody has some background noise. We do appreciate that. Thank the Lord. So the word is telling us that the man should love his wife as himself. So if you love yourself, you know there's a lot of men I see out there that are just so puffed up and prideful. That is part of the problem. There's a lot of pride in these marriages that, you know, because there seems to be a shortage of men out there available for women, and then some women, they just take whatever the man gives them. That is not of God. They feel like it seems like they're a doormat, you know, just being totally disrespected. That is not of God. When you love somebody, you're going to care about that person. You're going to look to making their lives the best that they can be. You're going to pour as much as you can into that life. So husbands and wives need to really come together and stop the fighting, stop the bickering. If there's an issue, how about you talk about it? How about if you come together in the spirit of unity? Here in the book of Deuteronomy, I'm going to read something here. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And verse 30 says, "How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had stole them and the Lord had shut them up?" So the word is letting us know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So if men and women, husbands and wives, come together and they begin to rebuke the devil and cast the devil out of the house, they need to come together in unity and speak the word of God together. And when you do that, you will see the unity come back into your home. I mean, there are homes where sometimes the husband is lazy. I know a situation where the husband doesn't even want to go to work, and he's got children at the house, and the wife is going to work, and she's doing all she can, working long hours in order to help make ends meet. That is not of God. A man who doesn't supply for his wife is as an infidel. That is the word of God. So, men, you need to get your lives together and begin to follow the word of God. If you are a Christian, you need to follow what God has spoken. You need to come to a place of reconciliation with your wife Is there something that's happened in the past? Yes, there are some things that have gone on in the past that may not be so good. But if you will come together and forgive each other, forget about the past. Say, I'm just wiping the slate clean, if that's how you can do it. But forget about the past and say, you know, sometimes you may hurt deeply. But if you can't forgive those who you see, God will not forgive you. So you need to come to a place of forgiveness and reconciliation. God wants to have peace in the home. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. If you can't do anything, just call on the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need your help today. Because if you call on the name of Jesus, we know that you can get some help in your marriages. The children are being adversely affected when they see the husbands and wives fighting. I know a situation when I was living in the Houston, Texas area. I was going to work, and there was this family where every day they were fighting. They were fighting every day. The woman would come to work with black eyes, and she would have scars and stuff, all kinds of crazy things that were going on in the family. And these children are seeing this. And when the children see this, they feel like this is the way to live. And so this just continues to propagate down from one generation to the next when you see that kind of thing. So this morning, just a moment.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So the thing of it is when you see this kind of thing happening, people need to get to a point where you truly can forgive each other and stop the fighting in the homes, beating each other up. I mean, the sister used to come to the job just looking all pitiful. And then there was another situation in the same office. I don't know why I was in this office with these people who had fights in their home. The one lady finally got shot in the back, and she was paralyzed by her husband. God doesn't want that kind of thing going on. People in the church need to stop that fighting. Preachers in the pulpit, you need to stop beating your wives. Yes, I've heard some situations like that where the men are beating their wives. People of God doing this kind of thing, then coming before people and calling themselves going to teach a word. How can you teach a word about anything if you're beating your wife, you're disrespecting your wife, and the wives coming in and cursing their husbands and stuff like that? That is not of God. There needs to be some peace in the homes. God wants peace to come. Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace. So we know that if you come together, if you work together, if you have a true heart to change what is going on in your family, you can do it. All you have to do is open up your mouth and speak the word of God. Say, Lord, I need your help today. I know, God, you said in your word that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're going to put away these demonic spirits that have come into our house. You can speak the word of God, make a declaration that God is changing your life, that God is doing a work in your life, and you will see some change come. You will see your children get better, too. The children are in a rebellious state sometimes because they see the husbands and wives fighting each other. They don't see the peace in the home. They go to the school, and some of them are so sad when they go to school, they can't even get their work done. Some of them are failing because of the hell that is in the home. God wants to have peace in the homes, and that is where God comes in when you look to him. God will open up some doors for you. God will bless you even in everything that you're doing when you come together and you forgive each other and you go on in Jesus Christ. God himself has spoken that you are to exhort each other. Here in Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So husbands and wives, how about if you start speaking some good words to each other? How about if you start encouraging one another instead of talking about each other and tearing each other down and saying that you're nothing and interrupting each other? When you're out in the market or when you're at church somewhere, one is talking and then the other one disrespects the other in the place where everybody is listening to this. If you have some issue with each other, take it back to the house and get it straight. You shouldn't be out in public cursing each other or disrespecting each other. That is not of God. People of God, we need to get this together. We need to come to the place that we are following where God has spoken in his word. I'm going to read Hebrews once again. Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. When you are angry with each other, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You need to come and get them for forgiveness before you go to bed. because you know you may die in your sleep and you have some unforgiveness in your heart as you lay down at night. You don't know if you're going to wake up the next day. God wants us to get some, the Spirit of Christ in us. We need to be, some of us need to get filled with the Holy Ghost so that we can change what we're doing in our homes. There are people who are in the church who don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost. We need to ask God to give us the gift of the Holy Ghost so that we can speak the word of God so that the Holy Ghost can help us when we find that ourselves wanting to retaliate. When somebody comes into the house, take care of each other. Take care of each other's needs, whatever it is that you have agreed to do. You don't let the burden be on one person. I know that sometimes one of the people in the house is doing everything and the other one is just laying around doing much of nothing. That is not of God. You need to work together so that you all can enjoy each other, spend time with each other. Why did you get married? Think about that. Why did you get married? And think about the fact that you are married now, so you made a vow. So ask God to help you so that you can stay together. Don't keep running around. There are people out there running around on their mates too, doing things that are not of God. People in the church who have boyfriends and girlfriends and you are married, that is totally against the will of God. Adultery and fornication are things that will take you to hell, and that is real. That is what the word says. So you need to get this thing right, sisters and brothers who are listening, and I know there are others who will come and listen to this as it's on the internet. So I'm sharing this because I know that God wants to see change in the families, change between the husbands and the wives. So right now, I'm going to say another prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, today that those who have heard the word of God will receive this word in their lives, oh God, that there will be change for the husbands and the wives, oh God, that the husbands will forgive the wives will forgive the husbands will truly love the wife, oh God, as Christ loved the church, oh God, who gave himself for it. That's a mighty serious thing, oh God, but Christ himself gave his life, Lord. So, husbands, we pray today that you will realize that you are the head of the house, that you're to cover the wives in the prayer that needs to go forth. So we pray, God, today that there will be more prayer in these homes, oh God. There will be more unity, Lord. And, Lord, there are new people who are planning to get married. I pray, God, today that they realize, oh God, this is very serious, oh God, that you are the one who designed marriage, oh God. We pray, God, today that people will realize that two become one, Lord, that they will work together, Lord, that they will not have separate things, Lord. This is mine and this is yours. But, Lord, I pray today that they would have unity in the home. So I lose the spirit of unity today, oh God, and I come against the spirit of division. I bind up that demon right now, the spirit of division. In Jesus' name, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. We have a few minutes before we get to the top of the hour. So right now what I'm going to do is ask you, if you have a prayer request, if you have something you want to share, if you have a comment concerning what I have just shared, you may do so at this time.
Morning, this is Brother Sean. We can continue to pray for deliverance, healing in mind, body, soul, and spirit for me, please.
Okay. Okay. Got it? Okay. I know that we sometimes pray for our ministries. If you are speaking, you can unmute your line by doing star six. If you need to speak and say something, so star six will unmute your line. I'm going to put ministries on the request list today because there are ministries around the world. In fact, we had a pastor who was here, and he's has a ministry in Angola, and we're going to pray that God will bless him to get the resources. He needs more money, and we know that money answers all things, and we know that there's a need over there. He is helping to open up new churches over there. God is blessing him to be there, him and his wife and three beautiful daughters. So we're going to pray for Pastor Dan this morning and pray for ministries that are out there spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay, star six, if you need to come back to the line. I did mute the line because I was...
You muted the whole line from your side.
Okay, well, you're on the radio right now, so do you have a prayer request? I'm sorry?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Okay,
let me just say something. Go ahead. Hold on for a minute. If you are muted and you cannot get in, let me give you another number where you can dial in and we can hear you. The phone number is 347-326-9214. Once again, the number is 347-326-9214. Okay. All right, go ahead, Apostle Horsley.
I want to thank you for those scriptures that you have shared this morning. It was something that the Lord was dealing with me about for weeks and even on last night about husbands ought to love themselves as Christ loved the church. So with that said, I was just confirming in my spirit that there's a lot of problems with holy matrimony and people that are married in the church. They had given me a word before, and I shared with people that's why it's called holy matrimony, because a lot of people try to do it and try to live through it without God, but you have to be holy, you have to be filled with the Spirit. That's why most of the time they were saying that these two people have come together before the eyesight of God to join themselves together in holy matrimony. And then once you take the holiness out of you, try to do it on your own, then it fails. That spirit of control and witchcraft getting this. I'm just thanking you for that word, very much needed word, and I have gleaned a lot from it this morning myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing. All right. Is there anyone else who has joined who has not given your name this morning?
Dorothy.
All right. Minister Dorothy, good to hear your voice this morning.
Morning.
Praise the Lord. All right, Apostle Horsley, if you could mute your line, that would be lovely. Okay. All right, this morning, let's go ahead. We're going to pray for Minister Sean. We know that God is delivering and healing his body. We have to pray in faith that God will heal him completely of all the demonic spirits that may have attacked him, that his body will be totally healed in the name of Jesus. So this morning, actually, I want us to lay our hands on our head, because we know that if we lay our hands, I believe if we lay our hands on our head as a point of contact and pray for Brother Sean, that God will bless him from his head all the way down to his feet, that everything will be completely healed in the name of Jesus. So let's just come together and pray for Brother Sean. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, name, Lord, we bless you this morning, O God. We know, God, today that you are the Lord of healing, O God. We pray for the healing, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, remove every demonic spirit, Lord. Satan, you take your hands off of Brother Sean in the name of Jesus, Marakatushita. Bless his tongue, O God. Bless his joy, O God. In the name of Jesus, Marakatushita. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you restore, O God. Let your dreamers, O God. Let us bless him, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy name. And in the righteous name of God,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and pray for Pastor Dan that the money that he needs for his missionary trip, that God will bless him with that money. And others for out there who need money. Let's pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father,
Lord,
God, in the name
Pastor
of Jesus,
Dan,
you said that you unleashed your
Lord.
And
we
God,
today that you are the one who delivers, Lord.
You
you're the one who brings the money to
God.
Lord, we thank you and we bless your name, Lord.
We
your
blessing financially, Father
Lord,
God.
We take and ask and we shall receive, Lord.
Father,
we seek and we shall find, O God.
And what he's asking you,
God,
for,
the door shall be open, O God.
We thank you for everyone that's in need of a blessing of
Lord. Thank you,
Father God.
In the name of Jesus, we praise your name, O God. Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus,
for that he be first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today. You said no good thing will be he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So we pray, God, today that you will bless Pastor Dan in what he's doing, O God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for ministries around the world, that God will bless all the ministries who are doing the work, that more people will come and serve Jesus Christ as a result of the gospel of Jesus Christ going out. So, Lord, we pray today for our pastors and leaders, oh God, for the bishops, Lord, for
Father,
every ministry, oh
God,
will be blessed, oh God,
God,
in the name of Jesus.
Glory
to God.
In the name of Jesus, for your glory, God.
Bless, Lord, Jesus.
Bless,
heal, and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every ministry, oh God, let it be a blessing, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
Father,
thank you, Lord,
God,
glory,
God,
glory, glory,
mind, Father God,
God,
a mind that's
praise you,
God. You're
awesome, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
glory, glory,
God, for what you're doing
you,
in the ministry, for the apostles, the preachers, prophets, and prophets,
yes, Lord,
Father
Jesus.
God, ministers, Father God, and the women, God, that loves you, God. We thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Okay, right now we're going to ask Minister Dorothy if you will pray, and we will be in agreement with whatever is on your heart this morning. Praise the Lord.
Father God, I just give thanks to you, Father God. Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds this morning. Father God, as our mind, we wake up with our mind on just thanking and praising you, Father God. Father God, I repent and ask you to forgive me, Father God, for things that's not pleasing in your eyesight, known and unknown, seen and unseen, Father God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. I just praise your holy name, Father God. Oh, Father God, what a good God you are, Father. Oh, Jesus, oh, glory, 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 glory. I give thanks to you, Father God. How you have the angels, Father God, that Father God, around us and our families, God. Oh, the blood over the doorpost, Father God, that make death behave, God. Thank you for the overseer of the prayer line, Father God, her ministry, Father God, her family, Father God, her job, her business, her homes, Father God, her $10 million, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for each and every last one of us, Father God. This is for all of us, the body of Christ, Father God. And I just want to thank you, Father God, this morning, God. I thank you, Father God, for the healing and deliverance. I thank you for the salvation of my children, Father God. God does not want me to say, Mama, I'm going to church this morning, God. You said you would save our household, Father God. Oh, Father, and I just thank you, Father. I praise your holy name this morning, God. I just want to thank you, Father God. I don't want to just keep asking you for nothing, Father God. I want to do your will because I found out, Father God, that you know what we need, Father God, but you even blesses us for what we want, Father God. And I give thanks to you, Father God. And I ask you, Father God, to touch each and every last one of us, Father God, families and friends, and those that's in the hospital and sick. Touch our bodies, Father God. Anything that's lacking with pain, Father God. Anything that's discomfort, Father God, and our bodies, Father God. I speak because you are the healer, God. And we seek you for healing our bodies, Father God. Oh, you say, pray ye one another, Father God. And I'm asking you, what is it that you want me to do for you this day, God? And I thank you for directing our path, Father God. I thank you Father, because somebody's at need of hearing your words this morning, this day, this afternoon, this evening, God. Somebody's in need of food, God. Somebody's in need of shelter, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to go over the world, all over the world, the United States, Father God, in state and out of state, Father God, and touch your people, Father God, that they will know, Father God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself, Father God. And we need you right about now, God. We need you every minute, every second, every day, every hour, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Father God, you didn't bring us this far to leave us, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, to know, Father God, as we continue to grow in you, Father God, we will know, Father God, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And Father God, whatsoever we shall ask in your name, it shall be done. Father God, and you said, let not our heart be troubled, and lean not to our own understanding and all that ways. Acknowledge you, and you shall, and you will direct our path, God. And I ask each and every last one of us, as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, go in, Father God. It don't matter what it looks like and what it seems like. Oh, put a smile on your face and let Father God know that you're seeking him in times of trouble, in time of our darkness. Oh, sometimes he has to deal with us in our dark hour. The dark hour is here. He smiles to bring enemy to you. Bring someone that you don't speak to and you don't want to talk to. He has to bring them to you. Somebody that did you wrong. But God wants us to be a blessing to him. He wants us to love him. And I just give thanks to you, Father God, for the love. Love, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I praise your holy name, God. And I give thanks to you, Father God, for what you're doing in my life. Keep, Father God, keep working on me, God. And I thank you, Father God, for my youth ministry, God. I thank you for the spiritual men's and women's retreat, God. I thank you for the business that me and my daughter have helping hands from Ebony and Dorothy, God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're moving, Father God. You're showing us, Father God, that you are God and you are a resource, God. And I send this prayer out to each and every last one of us this day. Love that was that you love thyself. Let's love today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the prayers this morning. We thank God for the unity today. Just want to remind everyone to bring your scriptures tomorrow. We will be here once again at the same time. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are definitely a circle of friends, and we do know a friend who's closer than a brother. If there's anyone out there who would like to sow seed into the ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 6211 South 249th Street, Suite D as in Darlene, 207, and the city is Kent, K-E-N-T, Washington, 98032. I love you all, and we're going to ask everyone to come on in and give God a praise as we leave this morning. Everybody have a lovely day. God bless, and I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We bless you, Father. We
thank you. We praise you, Lord. Holy name. Love you, Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you that you are our guiding so God. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in the midst of His might.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you rejoice over us in joy, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you that you rest in your love, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that you're joying over us this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, oh God. God, you are awesome, oh God. You're perfect, Lord. You're beautiful, God. And we thank you for just being here with us today, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Oh, how we bless you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, oh God. My God, my God, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this place, oh God. Have your way today, oh God. My Lord, we love you, Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we praise your name, oh God. The rocks will not cry out for me, Lord. I cry out for myself, and thank you, Lord. because you are blessing us, oh God. I will bless the Lord at all times, oh God. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, oh God. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, Jesus. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, O God. We delight ourselves in you, Lord, and you give us the desires of our hearts. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your holy and righteous name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time of prayer. Everybody just be blessed. Prayers are covered by the blood of Jesus. Go in peace and be whole.
Amen. Everybody sow your seed. Speak the word of God and watch your mailbox with man given to our bosom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you do, take it with you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. I'll take you all along with you.
Amen.
Until tomorrow.
All right.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved, but the price this world demands will cost you far too much. I spent so many lonely years trying to fit in. Now I've found a place in this circle of friends. In a circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle of friends, we share this prayer. And every orphan soul will know, and all will enter in to the shelter of this circle of friends.
Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. God bless you. Hope to hear you online tomorrow. Bye-bye.